Finally, several weeks later, after she was settled in and beginning to make friends among the other girls, she was called in for insemination. Not knowing what to expect, she had been nervous, but when the procedure was complete, she felt relieved. It had been quick and painless. "Is that all?" she had asked in surprise, rising from the table when the technician gestured that she should. "That's all. Come back next week to be tested and certified." She had laughed nervously. She wished that they had explained everything more clearly in the instruction folder they had given her when she was selected. "What does certified mean?" she asked. The worker, putting away the insemination equipment, seemed a little rushed. There were probably others waiting. "Once they're sure it's implanted," he explained impatiently, "then you're a certified vessel." "Anything else?" he asked her as he turned to leave. "No? You're free to go, then." That all seemed such a short time ago. Now here she was, 9 months later, with the blindfold strapped around her eyes. The discomfort had started some hours before, intermittently. Now it was nonstop. She breathed deeply as they had instructed. It was difficult, blinded like this. Her skin was hot inside the mask. She tried to relax, to breathe in and out, to ignore the discomfort. No, she thought, it is pain. It really is pain. Gathering her strength for the job, she groaned slightly, arched her back, and gave herself up to the darkness. Her name was Claire. She was 14 years old.
That is from Lois Lowry's new novel, Sun, which is the last book in her Giver series. So when you were writing the first book and decided that these birth mothers would be impregnated at 14, did you think, here's a good way to rile up people? You could have made them 18.
I could have. But I write for kids, and kids want to read about other kids. They don't want to read about 18-year-olds when they themselves are 12. So I will say, though, I never in writing sit down and think, oh, what will rile people up?
Right.
It just is beyond my radar. I do think what would make a good story, and this does, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, as I said in the outset, The Giver has been banned and have been banned from various schools. And that is always mentioned in articles about it and its success and you as if it's this great red badge of courage. How do you feel about that?
When it began to happen, it so took me by surprise because there seemed to me nothing bannable in this book.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, maybe there are things that are shocking, but they're not shocking in a way that's gross or started to say not frightening, but of course the whole concept is frightening because it's the concept of what we could become.
Right.
And that's a little sinister.
And there's a famously horrific scene and importantly so, in the first book, of a baby being mm-hmm. put to death.
An extraneous child, yeah. They feel the book is too dark and sinister. And frightening. And I sympathize with that. I had kids and I have grandchildren, and I would like to protect them from everything in the world. But in honesty, I do think that literature is a way that kids can explore what they're going to have to face when they're older, and they can do it safely. But by and large, the challenges have begun to die away because there are other books out there now. This was the first really dystopian
right.
book for young people. There are now many, many others, and some of them are so filled with violence.
So The Hunger Games has overtaken you as something that offends people?
some people, I guess.
Yeah.
And I confess myself, I'm troubled by the violence in The Hunger Games, the fact that it's a story about children killing children. I find that kind of appalling. Though I can see why kids love it. It's a fast-paced adventure story.
Yeah.
And, you know, in recent days, we've all thought more and become aware more of how kids are so inured to violence.
Inured to fictional violence. Certainly.
And yeah. games
yeah.
and movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of movies, I've just heard within the past couple of days that this book, The Giver, that they've been trying to make into a movie for 15 years is finally on the road.
Really?
They have producers and money and a director and a star, and so I'm hoping they're going to. They say they hope to start shooting it in the spring.
Congratulations! We've got a scoop. Who is the star?
Well, the star is Jeff Bridges playing the title role, and as we speak, they're interviewing young boy actors for the role of Jonas.
And the title role in The Giver is this older man
who
knows.